Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Give No West Cosplay Variety Show number 11 with your host, Constance, Drew, and Mandy, and me, Pat.
Hi, guys.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Just because I turn all the way down.
Sounded pretty good, though. I really like that music.
The music was nice.
But this week we're going to talk about Itacon, which we went to on Saturday. We saw the Warcraft movie at 11 o'clock on Monday night like idiots. And we'll talk about that. Mandy will go over her Final Fantasy updates and Overwatch because, you know, she's always up at high noon to play it.
It's high noon.
At high noon, did you get it?
Drew's going to do a book review.
Yep. Ascension Epoch, collection of short stories. It was really good.
And stay tuned for everyone's favorite part of the show.
Ask Goblins.
And then a special Loot Crate opening because I came today. So, it's a con.
Oh, it's a con.
So, I can confirm it was a con.
It definitely was a con. It's the Lehigh Valley. It's a con. It's a free con, which is really nice. And this was its second year in running. It was a lot bigger than last year. I liked it better than last year because it was inside this time, which was rough last year. And it's still all right, but it was harsh last year. But this year was inside. There were a lot of vendors and a lot of cosplayers. More cosplayers than I imagined, actually.
Yeah, I mean, considering that 95% of them were guests, but it was all good.
This is true. There were a lot of cosplay guests.
But yeah, it was still cool. You know, there's some good nerdy vendors, and then there was those vendors that you don't understand why they're at .com, like
Jamberries.
Like Jamberries.
No, I mean, I like Jamberries. Jamberries are nice. I like to wear them sometimes when I remember that I own some. And put them on, but at a comic convention, I don't see the place for them. But tables are really cheap at Itacon, so maybe that's why. Maybe they made some sales, who knows?
Yeah. But no, it was fun. We got to see Lady J.
Fucking love her. She was the reason I had an outfit to change into after the con, because I bought stuff at her little table shop that she runs.
The Give No F kids were selling their Perler beads and Loot Crate items.
I actually did pretty well for the Perler beads, and they're going to work a lot more for RetroCon and Geekdom Con. So I'll have a lot more new ones for those.
And it was fun cosplaying, although I caught out cosplay around like 1:30 because it was just way too hot.
It was really warm. I mean, it was nice, but it was so hot. It's fucking weather, man. Let's see. It's a con. I remember one moment. I was so packed. So somebody's going to get a bigger space next year because this year was so freaking packed.
Well, yeah, I heard there's reasons for that, but... I mean, I found out. He got kind of screwed over by the hotel. Wolverine had logged in. Okay. And, sorry, chat.
Okay. I was confused about what you meant. I'm not seeing Wolverine here.
There's
also a cosplay photo shoot near the end of the con outside, and we all climbed on top of construction equipment to do photos, group photos. That was interesting.
Yeah, and, there was one cool lady there. She was selling like these bags of like stamps that she made. I should have bought the collab. I really regret that. It would have been perfect to hold like books and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you were trying not to buy stuff.
Yeah, I know.
I bought plenty. I bought incense from the lady next to us. Oh, and the nice, I can't remember what her shop kind of name is, but the person next to us was doing face painting and painted the Give No F's cosplay kids' faces for free. So it was really nice of her. Painted a lightsaber on Drew's middle finger too. That happened.
And then I kept giving Pat the middle finger and going.
Drew, is that your favorite moment of Itacon? What was your favorite moment, if not that?
Probably the guy that was like, oh my god, a little ruby made of perler beads. And bought it immediately. And Heather wasn't even there to see how much her work was appreciated.
I know. He did appreciate that one a lot. I loved the little perler diva she made. The mecha for diva.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
That was so freaking good. Oh my god, her little Overwatch ones are amazing. Gonna make plenty of those for RetroCon. those, I could see those going from her.
And then
Heather kept telling people, this is my favorite moment, sorry. Heather kept telling people to help her stay off of drugs by buying her perler beads since ending her video game habit.
Yep.
That was probably my favorite moment, because some of the adults would look at her like she was crazy. And some people would actually buy them after that. I think that's a new selling tactic. It started because Drew told some person that, and Heather just rolled with it. Can we stay off drugs? I'll feed my video game habit instead. Can't afford drugs if you're buying video games. Oh, Heather. What were you going to say, Pat? What was your favorite moment?
No.
Shout out to General T. Osnofla, a.k.a. Alfonso, from Prolific Radio for hosting It's a Con and making it a great event.
Oh, I remember. Seeing Mike and Shell, I bought their books, Ascension to Epoch. They also run New Year's Eve Party Con.
They also gave us a donation for the anti-bullying event July 9th.
Yeah, it's really cool, like coasters and books and stuff.
The coasters.
Right there with Shell's awesome original art. And also, I was pimping New Year's Eve Party Con to some people there to get some new vendors.
Heather put a bunch of flyers in bags. Some people bought stuff. She put it in the bag and gave them that, so they all got a flyer
for
New Year's Party Con and a business card for Give No F's.
That's pretty cool.
It was really funny. What's up? You're making faces.
Someone called in, I just noticed.
Are we taking calls?
I don't know. I didn't say we were.
Do you want to answer it and see what happens? Do they have something to say about It's a Con or otherwise?
Yeah, maybe. Let's see.
Let's see. Let me put my headset on.
Unless it's like someone calling just so they can listen.
We'll see.
Thanks for calling Give No F's Variety Show. You're on the air.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. Just wanted to say you guys are doing an awesome job. And I didn't think this through. I just wanted to make some sort of weird prank call, and it didn't work.
Aw. Well, who is this?
This is May. This is actually my first time able to call in. I was also at Itzacon, so I'm like, hey, I know this thing.
What'd you think of Itzacon then?
It, as you said, it was a con, and it was better than I expected for a free and sort of, you know, first-time con with not much experience, but I knew some of the vendors. We had a lot of friends there, and it was awesome. I mean, it wasn't awesome con, but awesome.
Nothing is ever awesome con.
Other than awesome con.
Yeah, It's a Con was definitely nice for a first-time small con.
Yeah, only problem was, the weather. Too hot, too bright. I'm looking at all the photos from our group shoot after, and you can't really see me because I'm having to hide under, like, a coat tent.
Yeah. It says look at the pictures, too. You can barely even see me because the sun washed me out so much.
Because you're white. Irish.
I don't know how you people
Irish
do
white.
It.
The ultimate
in tail. The ultimate in pal.
It's an Irish thing.
Like printer paper.
Do you know, Drew, you have to speak into the microphone?
Like printer paper.
Thank you.
How white you are.
Thank you. I think that's racist. Is it? Or is it just racial related?
So everyone can hear.
Yeah, it's true. So how did you and Captain Kyle do at the con vendor-wise?
We did great. Our Batman versus Iron Man campaign gathered some new supporters and interest. We sold more buttons for the Children's Hospital of Philly, and I was able to bend or attempt to bend for the first time, but didn't actually sell anything. It was definitely a good learning and testing experience, and I will be bending at more cons and hopefully with better material.
No, yeah, bending at cons the first time is always a little weird. Definitely a little weird.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to be successful. I had two people come by, seem very interested, and I give them cards, and they're like, oh, yeah, we'll come by your site, and buy some stuff and then haven't heard from them, which I can't blame them. I do the same thing at cons. I'm out of money. I grab everyone's cards. I'm totally intending to buy their cool stuff. I get home from the con. It's like shopping for groceries when you're hungry. You want to buy everything when you see it. You come home, you realize you only have $30 in your bank account. You should probably hold on to it. So I can't fault anyone for doing that.
Yeah, I hear you. I always do it at cons. Try to buy stuff I never actually do. Now, do you have a favorite moment from It's a Con?
Favorite moment? I did love... Hang on, I'm trying to keep a cat from eating all my turkey. I did love the ladies group shot. That was really fun to just hang out with all of you. I got to interview Emma Poole, and I'll be putting that video up as soon as someone gets back and can help me with the audio card, because I use the fancy sound recorder and I don't know how to get the, you know, the files off. So, yeah.
All right, fair. All right, so tell everyone where they can find you if they want to look out for the interview and whatnot, and then we'll let you go.
Well, for the interviews and con footage that we shot for Captain Kyle's Cosplay Spotlight, you can find us on Facebook, search Captain Kyle's Cosplay Spotlight. You can find that on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the stuff. You can find me at Lady and Kara Cosplay. That's facebook.com/LadyandKara. Also Instagram and Twitter, all the sites, because you got to promote yourself everywhere.
All right, well,
and
we'll keep an eye out for that video. Thanks for calling in, May.
Yeah, have an awesome day, and I will stay tuned for Ask Goblins.
All right, we'll see you later.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.
You know what our cool part about Itzacon was?
What?
Going to Queen City Diner.
Oh, my God, that diner's delicious. And then the diner, Heather started to go to the bathroom and try to wash off her face paint, so she just came out with, like, black, like, streaming down her face. Told her to just keep it on.
She looked like she had two black eyes, like she got beat up in the bathroom.
I know. I went in with her and tried to wash it off, but I couldn't get all of it off. It still would stand to her eyes, so she looked like she got beat up.
Oh, and by the way, you haven't heard yet, but Mandy is here.
Hi. She still looked like that the next day.
Really?
Yes.
She wouldn't come off. Oh, my God.
She went to school like that.
No.
That's beautiful.
I told her to wash it.
Oh, Jesus. That poor kid.
So she bought me a root beer incense, which was awesome.
Okay.
Does it actually smell like root beer?
Yes.
It does.
It does. It's weird, though.
It's really awesome.
But yeah, to sum up It's a Con, it was a nice, small, free convention. I always love free conventions. And it was small and intimate, so I got to love the smaller cons because they always give you a better one-on-one experience with vendors and guests. So if they have it again next year, I think we would definitely go again. It was a good con.
Yeah, and then like Sunday we got the rest-ish.
I had filming.
It was Father's Day. Saw my dad. He was having problems that day.
Oh.
Bathroom-wise. And then
I've been there.
And then played.
He was usually there.
Played Destiny like all day.
After filming, I came home and I just played Destiny and that was it until like 10 o'clock.
We'll talk about Destiny in the video game section, but we'll talk about Monday and how stupid we were.
Oh, my God.
So we saw Warcraft Monday at 11 o'clock, 3D. Also, by the way,
very last-minute decision, too.
The best part of that movie was the Overwatch trailer in 3D.
And the Legion trailer in 3D.
It was so good.
Go for the Legion trailer in 3D.
Good.
That one was good, too.
Hard.
I didn't watch the Assassin's Creed trailer. I don't watch trailers.
I watched the Assassin's Creed trailer.
Don't say anything.
Don't say anything.
That's it. Don't say anything else about it.
I didn't know it was going to be a thing until the trailer started playing.
Okay,
my only problem with the trailer is the only thing I'm going to say.
Music?
The rap music.
It doesn't
That
fit.
Was the worst music to pick
it
for
that.
It
doesn't fit for Assassin's Creed.
At all, yeah.
Like, it was just dumb.
Like, if it was like a Watch Dogs movie or something like that, I could see.
Like, they should did like some kind of like theme period.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say what theme. If I don't know if you heard it. They did say it.
Been, like, harpsichords.
I had my
yeah.
ears plugged. I was humming. I was ignoring that commercial.
Like, use the fucking video game soundtrack. How hard is it?
Oh, the music from the video game was so good, too.
It's pretty hard.
Like, I think you will, like, learn from the fucking, like, Star Trek trailer where they use fucking Beastie Boys, which I love the Beastie Boys, but it doesn't fit with Star Trek.
It does not
fit
at
all.
So it was rough.
So let's ask Mandy first.
It's like having... Oh, I can't even... It's like having... I can't remember her name. Never mind. Just go. Just move on. I don't remember singer's name. That's going to make a joke.
Like Taylor Swift.
That's the name I was trying to think of.
I am Google.
I didn't even say anything.
He's better than Google. Google, what name am I thinking of? Taylor Swift.
That's like having Taylor Swift play for like a 300 trailer or something. This does not fit.
I wish I knew Taylor Swift's song so I could like sing it.
I don't either.
Roger right. Does lines from 300.
Right.
Oh, God. But with this, Mandy.
What is your profession?
I broke up my boyfriend. Right?
Oh, man. That's good.
So Mandy's the only one who hasn't played Warcraft. I mean, she played a little bit of Warcraft until she got out of Pandaria, and then she didn't want to play anymore.
Yeah, level 10 Panda. Couldn't handle it. Oh, I mean, I will say they do have like a level 100 boost now, so she could just hang out in Pandaland all the time.
This is true. All right, pass it off. Let her talk.
But yeah, so Mandy, what did you think of Warcraft? Absolutely know nothing about Warcraft. And also, Jeremy, if this is your first time listening, there's a lot of curse words.
Fuck.
Shit.
And
God,
it wasn't like I got bored with Warcraft. It was just the Panda place was so pretty. Once I was kicked out of there, I was like, this just doesn't. It was good.
Which is like 90 or 100 boost, you know, and you have Pandaria all the time. You hang out in that main city until it's raid time.
So from that perspective, what did you think of Warcraft?
I liked it till it got to a certain point. Like, there were a few things that I thought were weird, though, but...
Just
speak yeah, there's not...
Don't do main
I can't
point
really
point,
but... say what I didn't like without spoiling.
Sorry.
I mean, I was
the suspense.
I was in that sweet middle ground where I played Warcraft and I know some of the lore. Thank you. From listening to Drew talk about all the time, and the few times I have played it, I retained enough, but also did not know everything. So I really, really, really enjoyed the movie because I could follow it completely and knew who the characters were, but I was not able to pinpoint every little change they made, so that didn't, none of that bothered me. So I was in a really, really sweet spot right there. I thought it was a great movie, definitely worth watch. And those fight scenes,
yeah,
don't get me started. Those fight scenes were so good. They were so good.
They very, very accurately depicted an orc's fighting style. I was really pleased with that.
Except for Blackhand, who's supposed to be a little bitch. Dude, he looks so badass though.
He always looked badass, but he
not
was
that
a
bad. Not that badass. Come on.
Remember the scene? That scene that happened, that pretty much accurately depicts Blackhand.
Okay, right. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. That part, they got him right. But, like, yeah. So, Drew, someone who knows all of the lore more than anyone probably ever should, probably more than the people who actually fucking wrote the story, what did you think?
Okay, so, I mean...
So,
no, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
All right,
an entertaining movie. Right? In the same sense that, like, Conan the Barbarian's an entertaining movie. It was fun to watch. It was good to go. I liked it. Overall, I liked it. But pretty much the only thing they got right that was in the lore is that orcs showed up and fought humans. And that's about it. That summarizes all of the lore that they had accurate. I mean, they had some of the same names, but most of the classic events that happened didn't happen. Even the Dark Portal wasn't right. But, you know, that's fine. That's fine.
Oh, so good.
It was
good,
still
though.
Entertaining.
It was
still
great.
It felt like Warlords of Draenor, but if that was the first war in the Warcraft lore.
I think one of my favorite parts is being able to see every place. Like when you get to see Ironforge and all that shit and you get to see them.
Yeah.
Like made, not in a video game.
I know.
That was really nice.
A lot of their like panovers. A lot of the panovers of like places that aren't super important were geographically accurate. Like I was able to pinpoint Red Ridge Mountains as one of the places that was getting sacked during a random like panover.
That's good, Pat.
So like I liked the movie. My whole problem was like I kind of missed what you were doing because I'm talking to people in chat. But like there's no character development. It's just like, I fucking hope you played the game. Because, like...
But not play them too closely, because then you just get mad at the changes.
I hope you played the games, but didn't, like, read all of the
questions. I think, like, Garona had, like, the most character development in the whole damn movie.
Yeah.
And
well,
then,
so did Lothar.
Yeah,
Lothar
he did, too.
Then them two are the only ones who really
but,
had
like,
real character
I didn't care about the king.
That's right.
What's his name? Had a pretty good character development.
Khadgar did a little bit, too.
Yeah, Khadgar.
Yeah, and what's his fuck?
Oh, Bitch Tits.
No, the...
Which one?
Yeah, Bitch Tits.
Medivh. Yeah.
He
a little
did,
bit.
But not a lot. Not a lot. He was weird, like, character development-wise. Didn't have too much for him.
But, I mean, I liked it. CG was pretty good. I mean, you could tell it was CG, but it was still really good. The combat scenes that did happen were really good. The fucking spells were cool as shit.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, they were.
Like, it made me want to play WoW again, and I did play Warcraft 3 the next day.
It made me want to play WoW, too.
I love Warcraft 3.
Like you said, that's what they should do next. Warcraft 3 is a movie.
Yeah, but they shouldn't fuck the lore.
But they should not fuck the lore.
The same way they did with
that.
Warcraft 3 was a really good story.
They can't do Warcraft 3, because if they did Warcraft 3, they'd fuck up the story, and you would go on a rampage and murder everybody involved. And I don't think I want to deal with that, Drew.
All they need to do is, if they go to make, like, Warcraft 3, they need to hire a story writer and all that normal shit, but then they need to hire a lore nerd, just some guy who played all the games way too many times.
So you.
I mean, you can go the way they're doing with the Last of Us movie. Fucking Neil Druckmann's writing the script. The guy who wrote and directed the game is writing or is helping write the story for the movie. So you know it's going to be good. It's probably going to be the best video game movie.
I hope so.
Ever.
Probably. I'd agree.
I can think of, speaking of which, what do you think is the best video game movie out right now? Or that's been out?
I'm trying to think of video game movies that I've actually
Super Mario Brothers. Kidding.
Like that old one where
honestly,
Mandy, go
I
ahead.
Mean,
okay, yeah, I do actually love the Super Mario movie. But, the really, really old one where Bowser's like, oh, that, oh, so weird. I was trying to describe the one that Drew the other day, and he didn't know what I was talking about.
I have it on DVD.
You have it on DVD?
Yeah.
Can I borrow it?
Yes.
Great.
I think my favorite video game movie though would probably be Advent Children.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Yep.
As soon as I was like, oh, Mandy, I thought she was gonna say the one with pizza.
It was terrible.
Yeah. I don't know. I really liked Resident Evil Degeneration. I really enjoyed that one.
Wasn't bad.
Yeah,
I'm
like
the ones I've actually watched.
Sorry, I'm thinking of like non-animated movies.
Oh, Tomb Raider was awful. I'm so mad at Tomb Raider.
Yeah, the animated movies are pretty easy. Advent Children is amazing, but
so mad at Tomb Raider. That was horrible. It was like shit. I can't even. It just angers me. I need a good Tomb Raider movie. Oh, I thought there was a good Tomb Raider fan film made. I haven't watched it yet. But I don't think fan film should count, because fans usually do it better.
True, they can hear your phone dying.
That's fine.
I'm going to put it away.
No.
I'm going to put it behind me if you want
to
grab it.
I need to watch it die.
Bitch.
You need to watch the light fade over the screen.
What were other live action video game movies?
I'm trying to think. I mean, let's not talk about any of the old ball movies, because they fucking suck. You mean like Postal and... what's that fucking Blood Rain? I like Silent Hill. I mean, it wasn't like true to the game. That one was really good.
It was still a
Resident
well,
Evil
yeah.
was really good too.
Resident Evil was decent.
Mortal Kombat. The first Mortal Kombat was awesome. I don't care what anyone says.
Oh my god.
First Mortal Kombat.
Kong Fury. That's a video game too, right?
Well, I think the video game came out.
The video game
came out
after the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Dude, I want to talk about cheesy movies. I totally forgot. Fucking Street Fighter with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh my god.
Ming Wah Wen, and oh my god. That movie. I think I saw that in the theaters too. Shh, I'm old. And oh my god. Yeah, I didn't see Tomb Raider.
Let it stay that way. It's so bad.
I haven't seen Prince of Persia. I wonder if that's any good.
It's okay. The one with what's his face with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
What his name is?
It was okay.
It was all right.
It wasn't great.
I wouldn't even say it's worth a watch, but it's not terrible.
It was the second most grossing.
You know what's terrible?
What?
That movie fucking Doom. Although The Rock's in
with
it.
With The Rock? That movie was
And it has Carl Urban, too. Like, how can you have, like, those two guys and just fuck it up all the time?
Movie.
I liked Max Payne, actually.
I
hate
Max
Mark Wahlberg,
Payne.
But it was actually pretty good. I didn't see the Tekken or Hitman movies.
I haven't seen the new Hitman.
Not a new one. I forgot there was a new one.
There's like three Hitman movies.
Yeah, but the new one is like a redo or something.
Yeah.
What are video games that you would like turned into movies?
Uncharted.
That aren't already. Uncharted. Oh, Uncharted. Oh my God, shut the fuck up.
Really?
Ooh, God of War?
God of War.
Because what if they fuck it up?
You know what? No, Uncharted was so perfect. It's so well created that you don't even need a live action one because it looks like it's live action already, at least
Destiny.
The fourth one. You know what? Some of the Halo movies are actually pretty good.
Yeah, but are they really
short
movies?
Series.
Is there like
short
Red versus Blue?
Oh, what about
the one we watched recently?
There's one that came out recently. Fall of Reach is a movie. We haven't watched that yet.
What is the mini series we watched?
Forward Unto Dawn.
Forward Unto Dawn was
that
really
was
good.
Really good.
That was really good.
I have to watch that.
Randy, video game you'd want to turn into a movie. It's gonna be its own.
Yeah, I don't know.
Overwatch.
I would take that because then I would know the backstories.
I've always wanted to make a Final Fantasy VIII sequel, like as a movie.
Nerd.
I know.
Didn't they kind of like sum everything up though?
It's not enough for her, Drew. Not enough for her.
Final Fantasy VIII, didn't they kind of sum everything up in the game?
All dead.
Hey, you. Spoiler! Spoiler!
It's a theory and I hate it. It's dumb.
I'm going to go read about it. And I'm going to tell you if it's actually dumb. That'll be my next book review.
It's dumb.
It's a fan theory review, not
if
a book review.
It's dumb. It's probably good.
Oh, you know what I'd want? I want a KOTOR Future. Movie.
A what movie?
Knights of the Old Republic turned into a movie.
You mean Star Wars?
No, but like Knights of the Old Republic, the story and everything.
Okay.
And the characters and everything turned into a movie. All the characters from Knights of the Old Republic taken and made into a movie.
So what game do you actually want to see made into a movie, Mandy? Like not like a sequel. A game, but actually the game turned into a movie.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Maybe.
I don't know.
Legend of the Seven Stars?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That'd be way too complicated.
Probably. But...
Mandy, you still didn't answer the question.
You don't want to see, like, Second Son or Infamous?
Ooh, an Infamous movie? That'd be really cool.
Wild Arms. I have to play this though. Bought them all on PlayStation. I haven't played them. That
Red
was
Dead
Bailey's suggestion. Oh my God, Red Dead Redemption.
That would be a good movie.
That'd be pretty good. Could you have a Fallout movie? Could be interesting if they do.
If
they,
do
it
right.
Yeah.
There's so easy to do it wrong.
Yeah. And like I don't know. I think an Elder Scrolls movie.
I was just thinking like a but
it'd
be like Oblivion
it
style, not Skyrim. Like Oblivion Morrowind, not Skyrim style. They might be able to do it right. Some new games out there.
I'm trying to think of what are. You know what I'm going to see as a movie? P.T.
I would love a good P.T. movie.
I would like to see P.T. as a video game.
Yeah, I know.
Right? I swear to God, you heard all the gamers on the
Before
world
Conan
cry
killed itself.
And have heartbreak.
No, you know what?
And it was
I got the perfect.
Canceled.
I got the perfect movie.
Kohima.
Well,
of the movie.
No Gear Solid would be an amazing movie, but no, not that. Leisure Suit Larry.
Oh, man.
That'd be porn. No, that'd be bad.
You know, cool. Hotline Miami would be an interesting movie.
You know what would be good?
Trippy as fuck.
Yeah.
Goat Simulator, the movie?
I Am Bread.
I Am Bread, the movie? That game is so fucking
Yo,
scary.
Fucking Angry Birds could become a movie. Anything can.
Isn't it
Seriously.
A movie, right? Oh, it is, right? I'm going to say. Something. Oh, God damn it. Kids these days.
Heather, hear me out. Hear me out. Octodad.
I was going to say Octodad. I was going to say Octodad, but instead I said Goat Simulator. Oh, my God. It's perfect. I would watch Octodad, the movie. I'd watch that. So would a lot of other gamers, just because it's Octodad, the movie.
Jeffrey, join fucking chat.
Yeah, Jeffrey. What do you say?
Katamari.
Really?
I'd like them to try again with The Witcher.
There
try
still?
Again? They
yeah,
did it
there is
overseas.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Right? It's overseas,
it's like
though.
Russian or something.
No, I want to read the books.
You think that other countries don't count with making movies?
No, they don't. But overseas,
okay.
No, I'm kidding. But they have. I want to read the books that it's based off of.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
They're really good.
I wonder if it's got a section full of baseball cards.
Oh, God. Shut up. Terrible. I'm trying to think of other good games for movies.
Sonic the Hedgehog. I used to watch that cartoon.
Live action?
Yeah,
could you imagine a live action Sonic the Hedgehog?
That'd be like the creepiest thing ever.
That'd be so weird. So weird.
You know, Earthworm Jim would be really cool.
Yeah. I watched that cartoon, too.
That's
Abe's Odyssey?
Abe's Odyssey. That'd be
Oddworld.
That'd be weird.
Oddworld would be cool.
What?
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 Bleh. Tron now, though.
Tron's a good video game movie. It's a good, that was a good one.
That was a movie first, I'm sure.
Was it a movie first? I don't know.
I don't know either, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, Heather, her fault was already said. God, unless that's the 10-second delay.
It could be. Who even knows? Although it was more than 10 seconds.
Yeah, that was more than 10 seconds, yeah. She's just not paying attention.
No, that's fine. If they do Fallout right, it would be good, but they'd have to do it right.
StarCraft? And Diablo.
Oh, Diablo.
Diablo
would
be good.
StarCraft would be good.
But after seeing Warcraft, I'm not sure.
Tomb Raider movie. Better.
Try again.
Starring me.
Yeah, we called that Uncharted.
Yo, Metroid.
Metroid would be cool.
That could be really cool. I would watch that if they do it right. It's a gift, though.
Star Fox.
What video game should be a TV series?
The Last of Us.
No, that has to be a movie. I don't know if I can watch The Last of Us over. That'd be like The Walking Dead. Nah, I can't.
I was thinking.
Yeah, but it would be better.
Yeah, it would be.
It'd be The Walking Dead done right. But we'd have to have the video game writer. Plus, I mean, The Walking Dead already has an episodic. I mean, The Walking Dead
you
has
go
an episodic.
With Infamous.
I think Ask Creed would be better as a TV show other than a movie because of how much shit. If we get different memory sequence.
Oh, that would be really great as a TV show.
Yeah.
Because they have the out of animus stuff and the in animus stuff.
Yeah.
And you could split stuff up, have your bit of drama in there too.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that could be really good.
Did you ever see those Assassin's Creed movies that came with Assassin's Creed 2 and the Brotherhood?
No.
So, like, the voice actors are the actual actors in it. It's so bad.
Yeah.
It's like Ezio's father. It's talking about Ezio's father. It's just
okay.
It's so bad.
Is it on the PlayStation Store?
It might be. They're bad.
I think I saw something about Ezio's father on the PlayStation Store.
Jeffrey said Half-Life.
Half-Life would be cool.
That would be cool.
Could a porn movie?
That would be
Heather
cool.
Heather said that too.
Oh, nice. That'd be nice. That'd be interesting.
Counter-Strike.
Call of
Duty.
if it was like modern
like every
warfare,
other war
Call
movie.
Duty,
yeah.
I would love it because Modern Warfare 1 and 2 were so fucking badass.
I'm thinking like Call of Duty 2, like World War 2 style.
Oh my god.
We haven't seen enough of those movies yet.
Oh my god. Maybe, do you have anything else? I don't know, I'm checking.
Oh, I want a Toe Jam and Earl movie. That's not even my dad's shit back in the day.
Zelda.
Is that the one where you play where Zelda is the guy and green goes around killing shit?
Yeah, but like, what if Zelda was a girl?
Oh my god!
They should make Majora's Mask into a movie.
You gotta do Ocarina of Time.
Ocarina of Time as
they fuck
series.
It up. They fuck it up, and it would piss me off.
Time would be a TV series. Every temple is a different episode.
Dude. So I used to when I was a kid, my mom would tape the Super Mario variety show and would have that Zelda cartoon. So fucking bad.
So bad. Oh my god. Alright, so are we done with enough video games? I think we're good with video games.
Yeah.
At least this style.
Let's do our stupid, not stupid, let's do the second commercial break.
God.
And we'll be back in like 10 hours. So.
By 10 hours, he means like 3 minutes.
All
right, I'm going to go play Destiny. Let me know when the commercials are over.
Right, we'll be right back.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right. You can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromHolmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Should do like a song for Mandy. What did I name your segment this week? I don't know.
Corona something video game shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So Mandy's
Corona pooped out video game.
So we're going to the skit, Corona's Games from the Treehouse. Yeah, there we go. Something like that. Where she's going to talk about, because she plays Final Fantasy 14 all of her life. And we have a free company called Timber Owls from Final Fantasy 8. So that's where the whole Treehouse thing gets from. So here's Mandy, she's going to talk about the latest patch.
I still haven't gotten to try everything yet, but I did get to try the two new dungeons. So the first one that I did has, like, I'm trying to figure out how to say things without spoiling stuff. Why do I have a segment? That's weird. So, well, the second time I did one of them, was a pain with the mechanics on the second boss, because each dungeon has three bosses, or sometimes four, but one of them would be more like a mini boss. And the first time I did it, we did fine. Like, we didn't wipe, like, die at all. Well, wipe at all. But the second time, we kept failing on the second boss. I don't know why. It was a lot harder. And I think the DPS were blaming me. It was annoying.
I usually blame that on people playing the game that aren't me.
Yeah, but like...
Because it usually is the party.
It was probably the healer's fault.
I am the healer.
I know.
That's why you're that.
Intentional dig it, Mandy.
You jerk. Well, like, we didn't have any problems the first time I did it. The DPS just weren't paying attention to.
So they probably just weren't paying. Yeah,
they had things that like drop on a random party member, and you have to pull it like away from the party, and they wouldn't notice it until it was like on top of everyone.
That shit is what always makes people wipe.
Yeah, and I couldn't heal through that. Sorry, I just couldn't.
Hard to heal for stupidity.
You can't
solve stupidity. I mean, it's impossible.
And if you kick them out of your group.
Yeah, but then you have to go and you need to find someone else.
And one of them was new, so that was understandable. The other one was a summoner who could also raise. So, like, if they ever both died, I would raise the summoner and hope that they would raise the other one, and they never did.
Jesus Christ, they're so bad.
So mean.
I said they're so bad.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you're so bad.
Well, I said they're so bad.
Like, whenever I play summoner, I try to raise if you know, the healer can't or... Yeah. Or just to help save them on MP, because summoner gets it back quicker than some of the healers. But anyways. I've still been a little distracted with Overwatch.
I think you're the only one of us who hasn't taken a break from Overwatch. Probably because there was that one night where we died like 10 times in a row.
We're too MLG.
For like the pug reasons. We were always placed with bad pugs. Always caused us to die. We all quit and play Destiny for a while, except for you.
I keep trying to heal on Overwatch, but then, like, you know, it's usually randoms that I'm healing with, and they don't stick together. So it's like, why am I trying this? I can't reach you and then chase this person over here and then chase that person over there.
I hate playing with people you're not in a chat with.
I forgot why I stopped healing randoms, and then I did it, and I remembered very quickly.
Mm-hmm. God, you're solid. Are there anything else patch-wise for us?
I didn't get to try one of the new things yet, but I'll do it before next week. Well, because it's they have treasure maps, and they added a new mechanic to the highest level treasure maps where you go into a dungeon kind of thing. Well, you have a 50-50 chance of getting a dungeon thing, and I don't entirely know how it works yet. So I'll try to do that by next week so I can talk about that.
Fair enough.
It's just we need, like, a group of at least 8, I think.
All right, so... Pat, you have a few things to say?
Yeah, Destiny.
Oh, Destiny. My Destiny.
Finally put to Taken King content. It's so good.
Don't spoilers, Realm.
I'm not. So, yeah, so Destiny went the route of Taken King starring Nathan Fillion, because that's what they did. And it was a smart move. Because...
Nathan Fillion?
To fix all the... What?
I said because Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, and plus it's more story-based.
So, like, when it came to the story, Nathan Fillion?
Oh. That was a really bad joke.
The show's over. Fuck you. I'm done.
Destiny's been a lot of fun. I played it for the first time. I mean, it feels like... Swear to God, you guys.
I'm sorry, babe.
It's okay.
He tossed the mic to the side. I stole it!
It's okay, you can have it, even though you haven't played Destiny.
I mean, you can definitely tell where the Halo influence comes in. Feels like Halo Borderlands, Halo Mass Effect kind of esque.
You can really tell where the Halo influence comes in when you play PvP and everyone jumps.
You can really tell where the Halo influence comes in when they make Nathan Drake the voice of the ghost, and it makes it seem even more like Guilty Spark. When that ghost betrays us, I'm not going
to
be surprised.
I swear to God, no one's told you. As soon as I saw like the first trailer for it, I saw the ghost. Like, the fucking ghost is going to betray you in the end. I just know it. It's got to happen. It's the only way. It's the only way. Oh my God, I swear. It's going to piss me off too.
Got the no expansion coming too in September, so.
Got to get through Taken King content before then. Probably will.
Now, fucking there. Sony, my PlayStation 4, supposedly, I've been using it all this time with the 2 terabyte drive, and it's not my primary PS4 anymore because I changed the hard drive with that dumb shit.
How does that?
And like Sony's like, oh, you have to submit this form. I'm like, bitch, I know you can do it right then and there. Do it. I said, bitch.
You said it though, right?
Huh?
You said it though.
Yeah.
Bitch. You said bitch.
Yep.
If you don't know what we're referencing with bitch, go watch the Keen Peele skit. Bitch. It's such a good fucking skit. Maybe he's the only one who's not entertained. Are you not entertained?
Mandy doesn't like cursing, but yeah, she's on the show.
Humor. I hang out with you guys for some reason.
Yeah, we still understand.
Drew's playing with his balls right now.
Drew's always just sitting there playing with his balls.
Pretty much.
What the fuck are you even doing?
Molding shit with clay.
He doesn't even know.
Thought it was obvious.
Like, literal shit? Are you making, like, Mr. Hanky a Christmas poo?
Nah, dog.
Should we go into Loot Crate? Can I have my Loot Crate now?
Yeah, you
want to open it. It's been a month since I've gotten one. All right, let's see.
been a month since I've gotten one.
It has. I haven't seen one in a while, okay?
She's not wrong.
All right, let's commence. Loot Crate and opening month June. What's the fucking theme for this one, Manny? Do you know?
Dystopian something.
Okay, let's see. So what we got? All right. First thing is a shirt. We unwrap this. What the fuck we got here? It's a RoboCop shirt and actually looks kind of cool. I was never that into RoboCop, so good thing it's Drew's size. Hey, Drew, you got a new RoboCop shirt.
Sweet!
What do you think?
Looks nice. It's got a RoboCop. It's got like a sun in the background. It's pretty good
fucking
shit.
Descriptive.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil it.
There's a little Adorbs Fallout figure. Oh, it's actually pretty cool. Oh, man. Dude, look at that. This is neat. Oh, my God. All right, what else we got? All right, it's a Matrix puzzle, 800-piece puzzle. That's all right. Already left the Matrix.
Oh, Ryan opened that one and started trying to put the pieces together. He's 3. He was forcing pieces together. And then I put 2 together that actually fit, and he took one of them and smashed it with the other pieces.
Next item is a blank key, Bioshock themed. They could give us a Bioshock item, and this is what they give. It couldn't be something cooler. Stop it, Drew. Drew, stop it. I can't.
It's really cool, though. So.
I mean, yeah, it's really cool, but I just wanted something cooler.
I wouldn't use it. Yeah, Melissa sent me a Snapchat of that today.
I'm not going to use it. I mean, I'll have it, but... Yeah.
Ready?
So there's a metal Terminator 2 plate. No offense to Terminator, but I'm sick and tired of getting Terminator-themed items. I feel like we get one every few months, and I'm just kind of done with Terminator.
Mom called it a weapon.
It pretty much is. I mean, these are sharp fucking edges.
Do you think
point?
They should terminate it?
And, like, what are you going to do with it?
Wait, what am I going to do with this?
I don't know.
What?
Do
you feel it? It's sharp. Do you actually want it?
It's not like you can hang it or something.
Oh, you can have it.
I mean, without attaching
something
to it.
I mean, sure, Terminator's cool and all, but I don't want more Terminator figure stuff.
That
needs other mats. Alright, and that is it for the Loot Crate. Here's just welcome to dystopia. That's the theme.
What about the pin?
Well, the pin is just a Loot Crate monthly pin. I mean, it's the bomb from Fallout 4. Or from Fallout in general. Specifically. But Loot Crate always gives you a pin each month to tell you the theme of the month. And this one is a Fallout bomb.
It's pretty cool. And that's all I got for Loot Crate.
There we go.
There we fucking go.
What are you pointing at? What? What? No. Not telling her. So. I really want pizza.
Dude, pizza would be so good. Like, if you got Pizza City with French fries.
I'm going to eat breadsticks right in front of you guys
French fries
right now.
On the pizza.
It'll remind you of pizza.
I know.
I'm actually
going to
do that
now.
What?
Eat pizza?
Eat breadsticks.
Oh, fuck you.
I don't care about breadsticks. It's pizza.
Yeah, but it, like, reminds you of pizza because it comes from a pizza plate.
Like, what if she put sauce and then cheese on it? It would pretty much be pizza.
It comes with sauce.
All we need now is cheese.
And usually they have, like, cheese stuff on top of it.
It is. All right, so I'm about to make a lot of noise with a bag right now.
Do it. Loud noises. I'm going to look at this plate thing.
So I guess we'll just go into the next segment.
I'm almost done. Don't worry.
I know.
I just got to pull out a breadstick.
Do you want me to review a book then?
Fine.
That was me sucking dicks.
Next segment is Pat Sucks Dicks Live on Air. Pat, please describe to us your first dick.
So how's it taste? What's the texture like?
Poor Heather.
Sorry.
Are you enjoying the wrinkles?
Why is she even listening?
She said, why do you do this?
Did you say why you do this? Did you spell it incorrectly and everything?
Yeah.
I love her.
Anyways.
Should we do like an intro song?
Yeah.
Last night. I don't feel like pulling up my phone.
Just sing one. Just sing one.
That's too much effort. Fuck you. Do your book review. Oh, so no, it's is this book cool, Saren? With Drew Major.
Okay, so this week I took one of the books that Pat bought from Itzacon, one of the Ascension Epoch books. Fuck, what was the name of it? Is it over there still? Hang on.
I am positive people just keep, like, leaving our show.
Well, that's fair. I mean, it's mostly us just ranting on about bullshit.
I know.
Really
Most
matter.
Of the users have been going down and down.
We talk for 2 hours talking about nothing, making terrible jokes. I'm surprised we have any listeners at all at this point.
Most of our jokes are inside jokes because we're assholes.
All right, so the book name
like
is...
Like the songs and everything, and just no one gets it.
The book name is The Songs and Everything, and no
we
one
get
gets
it.
It.
We get it.
Sorry, so anyway, Itzacon, we got Ascension Epochs, Population of the Lost, The Martian War Chronicles. This is a collection of 4 short stories. They are very short, so you can get this book and breeze through it real quick for some fantasy, steampunky knowledge. Thank you for stealing that from me.
You're welcome.
It's got 4 stories in it. I believe the setting, if I remember the explanation correctly, is supposed to be like War of the Worlds, but instead of all the aliens died of disease because that's boring, cool shit happens instead. And I can confirm, it is cool shit that happens. Did I say 4 stories? 4 stories. First one, I believe, is the birth of the Signalman. What do they call it? In hot nuts. I need this.
Okay, fine. Bitch.
Yeah, the first one is In Hoc Signo. And in general, it's about one guy's encounter with a Martian tripod. And the creation of, I believe he's called the Signalman, who is like a main hero type character. The second, The Lost Boy. It's a small town, gets attacked, and gives a brief collection. And it's cool because they introduce
like, a lot of... For
$5
today, you can buy a wealth of things.
You know,
gas for your car. Rent a movie for the family. A few slices of pizza.
There's something playing.
Oh, there you go. It introduces a lot of like old traditional lore. Like they introduce some Fae characters in The Lost Boy. In Hoc Signo brings up subtle references to religion. I like when they include some things like that. I'll say overall, it's really well written. You know, a lot of fiction these days is very commercial, very quickly pumped out to try and sell and make a lot of money. You can definitely feel that this is, you know, important to the authors. It's much more personal and much more, what's the word I'm looking for? Genuine, that's it. Much more genuine. Third story.
Genuine?
The Devil to Pay.
Genuine. Who pronounces it genuine?
Genuine. I don't know.
Genuine is a rapper in Parks and Recreation. It is not a word. It's a rapper, Gerald.
Genuine. Whatever.
Thank you.
Third, The Devil to Pay. I'm not sure if the character is intentionally supposed to seem like Ghost Rider, but totally seems like Ghost Rider. And then The Lights Go Out, which introduces the Freemasons, essentially. I'm so bad at this. I should have written it all down. I had this whole big review in my head, what I was going to say, and then it's time to say it, and it all comes out for it. But no, it's really well written. You can definitely tell that he's got pretty firm command of the English language in general. And I like when I read a book that makes me have to look up definitions on occasion. Really good stuff. Plus, all the illustrations are done by Shell, who does really good art.
Yeah, I like her art style. It's definitely different. But, yay, book reviews. You should go. If you want to check out Ascension Epoch, they are on Facebook.
They're on Facebook, and I'm also going to post the, through Totally Driven Entertainment, I'm going to post the link for their actual website on the event page if you're interested in their books.
And they are very cool people. They went out to dinner with us after the con, and they run New Year's Eve Party Con.
They also, mm-hmm. and they, like I said, they also donated stuff for a July 9th charity event. Although, do you want to talk about that for a moment? Because that's a
yeah, that's like in 2 weeks.
Really great event we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
And that's coming up really soon.
Yeah, so first off, all six of you that are listening, if you know any bands, let us know because the band dropped out. So if you want to, if you got any ideas of a band, what to do for free because it's a charity, play some music at the show. Message us, let us know. But yeah, so July 9th at King of Prussia Mall, Uncanny Comics, we will be doing the charity event called You're Not Alone. It's all money goes to Stomp Out Bullying, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We have some cosplayers going to be there. We're going to have our bro Peter have a little area for pictures, a small donation, and you get to get your picture taken, and he'll put you in any bag set that you want because he's cool like that.
I also want to go through this box that we got in the mail of donations given by Missy and Brad of Geek Girls Castle. She donated one of her skirts. This skirt will fit anybody of any size, and it goes to about the knee. The V-print on it is DC Female Superheroes. It is Supergirl, Batgirl, and Wonder Woman. She also, her and Brad also donated Hobbit Love Letter, Spaceballs on Blu-ray, because this is important history right there, and the Alien Quadrilogy, so it is all the Alien movies, it's a box set, and lastly, a Predator figure, one of the reaction figures, mm-hmm. So we'll also have those up as part of the raffle, along with items from Epoch Ascension. We're going to be donating items. I believe Captain Kyle is going to be donating a book and something from the show. I don't know what yet. What other raffles do we have? I know Ryan, the speed dating guy, will be donating some tickets. We'll have tickets from New Year's Party Con as well and RetroCon tickets to also raffle off. So we're going to have a lot of big raffles. So if you can just come by just for the raffle, that's fine because you're still donating because you're doing raffle stuff.
And don't forget the raffle for Date with Harley Quinn.
No. You also don't need to be there the whole day to get the raffle because they do mail the stuff out to you or call you wherever you want to do it. So,
plot twist.
Come check it out.
I'm Harley Quinn.
Because, yes, it's going to be such a fun event. I can't wait for that.
And there's also going to be a live stream. I'm not sure if that was said of it. So on Real Women of Gaming. I think it's like twitch.tv/a band that plays music. That kind of band.
Just a nice band that's, you know, appropriate for a family setting. I don't know. I don't even know what kind of band they would take in.
A Rage Against Machine cover band.
Rock band.
Richard Cheese.
I mean, our,
totally rock band.
I want to do a rock band. We'll see if that's the fallback.
Everyone's a band.
And everyone's a band. You hear Drew doing This Is War? I just probably broke someone's ears. I'm sorry.
We will fight to the death. Oh, my God.
It's better when you're drunk and you sing that.
I know.
It's really bad.
Really, I really scream it.
I mean, I've heard worse singing from
neighbors.
Rock band moments. But it's pretty rough.
You're so very special.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he sung that with a lot of heart.
Bitch.
I wish I was special.
I didn't say it was a lot of something. I don't know if it was heart.
But
he sang that song
creep.
With a lot of alcohol.
Oh, that fucking guy.
I'm a winner.
He felt that song way too much. Anyway, we're also doing a charity event this weekend in Atlantic City. It'll be a charity walk for kids with the mental disabilities.
What the hell am I doing here?
Pat, shut the fuck up, bro. I will
You're
leave.
Doing a radio
I will,
show.
I will leave and go play Destiny and eat pizza in your faces because you guys can't eat pizza because you're losers.
I love to play Destiny. Keep it
anyway,
up, Pat.
So charity event this weekend. We'll share it on our pages again tomorrow in case anyone's interested in going. You can go for the walk. If you're in cosplayer and you go for the walk, you can go for free. You don't have to make a donation. So I hope to see some of you there from that. Even just hang out with us at the beach afterwards. Because I can't wait for that, too.
Yeah.
Got a cosplay
jump on
the beach. Oh, we're all going to die.
I'm 100% going to die as Deadpool.
Maybe he's not. I'm not going to die. I'm wearing a dress and flats. So I should be okay.
100% going to die.
Yeah. So you guys, if you want to come watch Pat die, that could be fun, too.
Giggity.
I'm probably going to go as Renoa.
Really? I thought you said a superhero.
I forgot we wanted to do more well-known things.
You need something that kids
can
do. Yeah, do Poison Ivy.
You know who else is on that show?
Harley Quinn.
You could do your Harley Quinn dress.
The one that Heather wore and destroyed? Heather didn't destroy it. I think it's just destroyed now, isn't it?
No, it has some stains on it, but
I think it would still work. People would know still who you are. Although I don't know if you want to wear a wig.
Yeah, I'd rather wear the Poison Ivy anyway.
They just braid your hair to the side, put some flowers in it, and stuff.
Yeah, you should just wear a really thick face shell and, like, fabric over it and a suit that doesn't breathe, like I am.
Well, you're Pat, so that's just what you do.
Do we need to get you some salt to go with that salt?
Do we have salt?
I'm pretty sure we have some Morton salt.
Like, right now this radio show is getting pretty high. So anyone with high blood
we'll
pressure,
be by the
please
ocean.
Stop listening.
We'll be by the ocean. I think there'll be plenty of salt.
There will be. So, Pat, you can just meld in with the oceans and you'll be just as salty. Probably, like, double salty because you'll also be sweating.
It'll be terrible.
From that.
It's going to be a lot of fun, though.
I can't wait for that. I mostly can't wait for that. Not even just for the walk and donating, but also because I want to be by a beach.
So
in a
much
while.
Salty.
And we're staying at the beach afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go to casinos and lose all $50 that we're going to spend.
Oh, yeah. Well, first, Drew's going to win like $200, be like, all right, fuck it, bet it all, and just lose it then.
Probably. You're going to play craps, aren't you?
Let it ride.
Let it ride.
Yeah, let it ride.
Yeah, you'll let it ride. You saw it.
Also, another special shout out to, since you're going to be Deadpool this weekend, shout out to Lady J Cosplay for fixing Pat's Deadpool suit, making it fit him well enough where it actually looks really good. Better Deadpool suit. I'm really mad at myself for forgetting to not paying attention as much as I should have to her table and seeing the headband she made there. I quickly got them there.
I know.
I need them too. We're both gonna wear them. We can. Oh my God, we can get them and then buy matching skirts from Missy. And we can have headbands and skirts we can match together.
I don't belong here.
Pat, stop it. I hate that song so much. I hate it. Oh my God. Oh.
Right, what was the other one, though?
Lady J makes nerdy headbands. She was like,
what,
rock band
songs?
Like,
yeah.
Oh, he did Blink-182.
Miss you.
That's all I know from that song.
Yeah, Mandy. There's a picture on one of her page, I believe.
Good times.
That she had of them. They're pretty cool. They're like kind of thick, but they're good. I want one.
Should we wrap in on the podcast?
Just as my favorite.
I know she had a Black Widow one. That's the one I wanted the most. I think she had a Wonder Woman too, maybe. I don't know. Stop it, guys.
The midnight train.
No, Pat,
that's
the thing I want to break free. Pat, that's your drunk song. Pat, you have to sing I Want to Break Free. That's your drunk rock band song. I Want to Break Free. Because you just sing it with so much heart, like you need to break free.
You really want to say it, don't you?
I do. But I'm going to leave it alone.
Last time cruising the closet. What?
Were you singing on Kelly?
Oh, sweet. Guys. Lady J Cosplay is going to donate some shirts.
Yeah.
Sweet.
She's amazing. Oh my god. That's amazing.
I want to break free.
Mandy's got two songs on a rock band other than like every song ever. She was telling me jokes when Manny first met me. She wouldn't like talk about me to a certain guy. I think it's different.
I chat.
So maybe we should. Maybe one episode we should have a
live
rock band
parody. Is this what you're
doing? Yeah. That was just like really good.
What the fuck is
this?
No, I think it's
I don't think it's anything. What was happening? Louder.
Sounds like a sweet ass place all the way right now.
So we don't know what happened, but that song just randomly started playing on its own.
That was awesome. I liked it.
So I'm not sure where you guys stopped hearing us, because all of us had our headphones off.
All random ramblings don't really matter. It's okay. I'm sure they didn't miss anything important. I mean, just the last thing we talked about was, well, I guess doing Rock Band for an episode. Could be interesting, live stream Rock Band. So just July 9th, charity event, Uncanny Comics Mall, Uncanny Comics Shop in King of Prussia Mall. July 9th, come and cosplay, hang out, donate for anti-bullying.
Yep.
Check out the event if you want to know any more information about what kind of cosplays you can and cannot do, because I know there are some rules with weapons and stuff. So you want to check out with that. I think you can have them in the store on Uncanny Comics, but you can't have them around the mall. So there is that. Okay. So let's see.
Is that for Ask Goblin?
I don't know.
So now we're going to get into Haiku Maven theatrical readings of Ask Goblins of Auschwitz by Cameron Pierce. Well, hopefully you tuned in last week and heard chapters 1 and 2. And now we're going to go to chapters 3 and 4.
All right. Let's see how long it takes me until I break down in laughter and fits.
Run away, Heather.
Yeah, it's probably for the best. I have Ask Goblin nightmare.
Don't listen to her, Heather.
Okay. Chapter 3. I tilt my mouth toward Otto's right ear as we shuffle out of the mess hall. What did you eat? I ask. Black swastikas flutter to the ground. Otto rarely says a word before breakfast or after work. So this transition period is my sole opportunity to speak with my brother. He's silent, shedding pounds.
Lash goblins forbid conversation between workers.
Shrinking and shrinking, a 5.5-foot dead baby. What did you eat, Otto? He says nothing and jerks away from me. But we're attached. There's no escape. Come on, tell me what you ate. I'll tell you if you tell me. 999, I will report all dissidents. You wouldn't report anyone, not your own brother. You would go down with me, don't forget that. We stand in line at the work assignment station, wait our turn. The line moves fast. Each child takes a card and reports to the toy division factory written on it, unless they are assigned to the surgery ward. The Ask Goblins, dispensing the cards away, always gives Otto and I separate ones, despite it being impossible for us to be in two places at once. Even Adolf made that mistake. Maybe it's an oversight on their part. Maybe we're the unknowing subject of an experiment, or every action are observed and recorded until the day the doctors come for us. Most conjoined twins never sleep a night in the barracks. They go straight to the scalpel. I hold the card right up to my eyes and squint at the scroll. Today, I'm supposed to report to the surgery ward. This has never happened to me. The surgeons are death doctors. Otto glances at the card, tugs me along. Where are we going? I ask. He holds up his card. I strain my eyes, but it remains blurry. I can't read it. Tell me what it says. The bicycle factory. Shouldn't we go to surgery? That's what I pulled, and you know what the scientists do to kids who ditch out. I must report to the bicycle factory and fulfill my duty as a worker. Go where you want. I sigh. Otto's like a robot these days. I'm worried about him and worried what will happen when the Ask Goblins realize they're missing me in the surgery. They seem to find out every time. Kids who play hooky from surgery always disappear, but I know nothing more than rumors. Otto and I have never entered the surgery bay. I wonder where Franny got assigned. And if I'll see her tonight. She used to sleep in the bunk below Otto and I, but her twin has insisted that they sleep in faraway beds for the last 3 nights, which isn't fair at all. Franny, too, is attached to Franny's belly button and is no bigger than a doll. She shouldn't get to tell Franny what to do. I have to poop, I say, trying to forget her, thinking about my body's needs for once. Hold it, Otto says. Are my eyes as red and bugged out as his? We're both lice factories, that's for sure. The sun is up and scaly cockrats scurry from the hiding places to scavenge for polar snakes.
I wish we could eat them, but the Asgoblins feed the cockrats to other creatures. So much radiation that consuming animals is suicide. An easy suicide, I remember. To get to the bicycle factory, return toward the barracks, passing the apple platter in Auschwitz Square, and descending a stairwell between the Dorf factory and the music factory. Rumor says the entire underground of Auschwitz is dedicated to bicycles. It's supposed to be a maze of loops and tunnels and hills where Asgoblins cycle, their favorite pastime. Franny told me that. She has no way of knowing, and she's told that to many kids who survive long enough. Well, they evolve beyond childhood and start looking like Asgoblins. Franny admitted she would have herself killed, couldn't make up stories in her head. These must be some of her stories. Even before we reach the bottom of the stairs, egg-shaped fart bottles sink up the air, off into my hand. Otto presents his work card to the Asgoblin at the door. The goblin waves both of us in and slips from beside the monk. Most twins, even non-conjoined twins, vanish shortly after entering Auschwitz. The Frannies are the only other pair to work in the toy division for so long. Maybe we survived because Asgoblins are always drunk and liable to make a few mistakes despite thinking they are perfect. Or maybe Adolf was saving us for a special project before he vanished. I hope it's not the latter. I don't want to be special. We find our place in Manufacturing 9 and set to work. Most children get assigned to the bicycle factory. A lot of bikes have to be built every day because they fall to pieces under the weight of the Asgoblins' asses. Today, Otto and I blow children's bladders into tubes and fit them into the tires made of brains. Many brains go into each tire. Children near the beginning of the Manufacturing 9 pull the brains from that and sculpt them into tires, making some fat and some skinny because Asgoblins like a variety of bikes. I prefer making tiles to filling and fitting tubes, but trading duties is forbidden. I lean over the conveyor belt. Cap wants to brush up against the spinal frames, arm handlebars, or skull and foot seats that are beginning to pass by. I lift the bladder out of a barrel, feeling like my own bladder might explode any second. I blow air into a pre-slit end. After it's tight with pressure, I remove a brain tire from a different barrel tube into the jelly-like groove. I drop the tire into the belt and repeat the process a second time. I repeat it again and again, hour after hour. Sometimes I think they ask Goblins chant my name as they ride bicycles, but they're only laughing. I no longer know my real name. Chapter 4. Supervised by the eyeballs bulging out of the goblins' asses, we eat dinner in the bathroom, one floor below the barracks.
Asses down!
A goblin shouts. Everyone drops their pants and plops down on a hollow tree stump that leads somewhere far below Auschwitz, maybe to the bicycle labyrinth. The Asgoblins let us eat breakfast the child way, but they force us to eat dinner like them, with our asses. They flash yellow teeth at us, their grins widening to fill their entire faces. Watching so many children sit on toilet stumps makes them happy as heck. The band starts up with a detuned lullaby, and all the goblins raise their quarts of cider, spilling everywhere.
Bring on the toads! Bring on the toads! Bring on the toads!
They chant and they chug, chug, chug. After breakfast and work, we end the day with toilet toads, creatures who live in the stumps and only emerge when summoned by the music of the Asgoblins. Into my stump, a toilet toad croaks. Otto's toad croaks too. Here they come. I dig my fingers in the soggy wood and hold on for dear life. Slap! A tongue slips inside my rectum. Far longer than a goblin finger, the tongue wrinkles all the way inside me and swims around my belly. Fed only the skin of children, there's nothing inside me for the toilet toad to grab, so it wedges another vital organ from its place. The pain differs from night to night, depending on what the tongue decides to pull from my body. Tonight is the worst kind of pain, my insides flaring up like a fool of 1,000 long knives. I scream, tears clear some ash from my cheeks. The ass goblins do not care how much we cry during dinner, so long as we plant ourselves to the tree stumps and let the toilet toads do their work. My ash cheeks swell out as the tongue stretches my rectum wide enough for a large organ to plop out, blood and flea feces gashing out. I focus on bracing myself to the stump. This is the point where some kids fall into the toilet, never to be seen again. Then it's over, at least for the first part. The toilet toad squeezes around my rear and hops into my lap. Toilet toads always melt a bit, as if they're made of chocolate. The shit, though. Pure shit. The toad wags its tongue, presenting me the pulsing red blob that it stole from my body. You never know what you'll be eating for dinner until this point. Tonight it's my heart. Eat! 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 the Ashgoblin's chant, relishing the festival of child misery. I glance over at Otto. Apparently he'll be getting a kidney. It's all right, I told him. I ate one last night. They taste better than the rest. He glares at me, his eyes gray and his face in the shadow. He unwraps the toad tongue and raises his kidney to his chin. I take my heart to my hands and get caught up watching Otto. He smiles for the first time since the Ashgoblins took us from Kidland.
Eat! Eat! Eat!
Otto spits kidney stone. The toad on his lap snatches it up and disappears between his legs down into the tree stump. I didn't even know Otto had kidney stones. Maybe that's what has upset him so much. I hope he feels better now. The toad sitting on me slaps my face 3 times in a row, smearing bile. I open the back with my left hand across my lips, but the toad slaps me again. The toilet toad is forcing me to eat with my lips covered in coppery sour fluids. Best to finish fast. Fortunately, my heart is small. I swallow half in one bite. Chew, chew, chew. Vomit rising in my throat. Chew some more. Swallow. Satisfied, the toilet toad returns to its home. Subdued by agony, I choke down the second half. The Ashgoblins stagger to the bathroom to ensure that every toilet toad is gone and that all children have eaten their dinner. A few stumps down from Otto, a little girl holds something bloody in her hands. My vision is bad, but I know the mystery meat is supposed to be her dinner. She might be newer to Auschwitz. New kids usually have the most trouble stomaching their own organs. I grip my stump, hoping this girl will just eat it. She still has time. The Ashgoblins inspecting our room moves slow and looks incredibly drunk. She needs to stop crying and stay strong. She doesn't understand. I would yell at her, but I am not the type who sacrifices his own hide for strangers. No heroics here. The Ashgoblins reaches the girl and hoots loud enough for everyone, Ashgoblin's children alike, to fall silent and watch. The hoot of an Ashgoblin sounds very similar to a trumpet, an instrument I used to play. When an Ashgoblin hoots, you know shit slaughter is coming. Apparently, this girl never caught on. She shoves the meat into her mouth. Her cheeks balloon out. The goblin scratches his ass and punches her in the throat. The meat flies across the bathroom, spluttering across the boy's face. The girl wheezes and gags. The Ashgoblin hoots for a third time, jaws widening so far apart they unlock and fold over its head. Row after row of rotten teeth.
Shit!
What happened?
Oh, it might have been my phone.
Never mind.
Sorry, sure, technical difficulty. Okay.
Shit! Slaughter! Shit! Slaughter! Shit! Slaughter!
The Ashgoblin chants. The goblin picks the girl up by the throat and her face turns blue. The vomit dribbles down her chin as the Ashgoblin takes her in both hands, turns her upside down, and shoves her up his own ass. He jiggles from side to side and waves both sets of claws in the air. Egg-smelling steam burbles from his mouth. The Ashgoblin stops chanting. The big moment is almost here. A swastika made from the little girl blasts out of the goblin's head, flinging shit as it spins around the bathroom and bounces off the walls. The goblin in shit slaughter mode bumbles after the swastika. After a pursuit that makes my head spin, his head of teeth snaps shut around the former girl, grinding her up. The Ashgoblin's head returns to normal. Dinner time is over. The Ashgoblins hardly pay attention to us during the ascent from the bathroom to our barracks. I must not be the only child that dreams of taking advantage of the darkness, their drunkenness. But fear outweighs everything else. They go shit slaughter far more often at night. Only one Ashgoblin watches over each barrack. After counting off 2 children in every bunk and turning out the lights, they lock and drink cider, while the other ones on night duty usually checking in once every hour. Otto and I climb onto our bunks and lie on our backs. Every muscle in my body aches. Tonight I will force myself to rest. Besides Otto, Fran is the only kid who's ever talked to me in Auschwitz. Now, in different ways, both of them are gone. One vanished into silence, the other into nowhere. The lights go out. I'm already fading when someone punches my leg. Otto? I whisper. It is me, 999. What's wrong? I'm afraid. I'm afraid too. I wonder if that's more all he wanted to tell me, or if I should push him for more. They're going to separate us soon, he says. You don't know that, I say. I dreamt it. Otto tilts his head far away from me. We sleep as far away from each other as our shared ribs allow. I cry until I shit my pants. I stopped dreaming when we came to Auschwitz.
And that is the end of today's session. Next week, we will read chapters 5 and chapter 6. So thank you for tuning in to Ask Goblins of Auschwitz by Cameron Pierce.
Jesus Christ, dude.
All right, we're going to go to the show ads, and then we'll be right back. Preview next week on Getting West Coast by Variety Show.
Are you ready to be totally driven? Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. Starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart Family Dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversations, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's Playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way. At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the Mojo Sports Show starts your weekend off with a healthy dose of sports mojo. Get the latest news, scores, results, and more every Saturday morning. At 9 p.m., Totally Driven Radio rocks. Bay Ragney unleashes his inner beast as he takes you on a heavy metal journey and looks at the music he thinks rocks. That brings us to Sunday morning, the perfect time for a big weenie. At 10 a.m., the Big Weenie Castanini Show goes live around the world. And ending the week at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights, join the TV Nation for your weekly dose of the Nerd Herd and talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pop culture. Remember, get driven, stay driven.
So the soundboard's all messed up. So, hey, how you doing? We're back.
So full of technical difficulties and random music playing and and that song sounding garbled, whatever you want to, whatchamacallit.
Garbagled.
Bagels.
It's like when you take a bagel and you leave it in the garbage for a week and you try and eat it.
That's disgusting.
So
anyway.
So next week we'll recap our adventure in AC with Colton's Heroes.
And how much money we win or lose. You know what? You can't do it this time.
Yeah,
mute his microphone. No. Mute his microphone, Pat. He doesn't deserve
motherfucker's like, yeah, time for Destiny. Woo!
You're not playing Destiny. You're watching TV. Fuck you. Anyway.
And then, Mandy. Yeah. We'll play more Final Fantasy.
Probably not.
We'll probably talk more about Destiny because we would have played that
Destiny.
More. We talk about other things that are going to happen.
Yeah, so
other
we'll
events we're
out.
Doing.
Yeah.
Talk about that. I'm sure we'll have plenty to say about AC. We'll have a little segment on Holden's Heroes.
And don't forget Drew's next book review where he actually like writes that down or something.
And,
yeah, I'm going to try and write it down first.
And two more chapters of Ask Goblins.
I had all these fancy thoughts that I was going to say.
Ask Goblins.
Ask Goblin.
It was a good book, though. You should totally get it and read it.
Ask.
I need to read our book about Bottom, too.
Yeah.
Ask Goblin. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Also, if anyone out there is interested in being a guest on our show or have anything they want to talk about on our show that involves anything nerdy, geeky, whatever, feel free to shoot us a message and we can try to have you on as a guest. Because we do like to have guests. We haven't had one since Jason from the Central PA Avengers. So if you're out there and you want to be a guest, let us know.
Sorry, and ask.
Message, comment.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Asses up!
It's the Give No S Variety Show.
Ask Goblin.
Bitch.
Ask Goblin.
Bitch.
It's Give No S Variety.